First today, Iran has launched missiles at least two air bases housing US troops in Iraq in retaliation for the death of one of its top generals. Qasem Soleimani was killed in an airstrike in Baghdad last week. The White House says it's aware of the reports on Iranian state television, but it's unclear if there have been any casualties. Our Washington correspondent Catherine Diss is monitoring the situation and she joins me now. Catherine, what do we know so far?
Well, at this stage, details are very scant, but what I can tell you is the Pentagon has confirmed that 12 ballistic missiles were launched from Iran on Iraqi bases which house US and coalition forces. Now, these rockets were fired in the early hours of the morning on at least two locations, including Iraq's Al-Asad Air Base. We also know that Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard has claimed responsibility for the attack on Iranian state TV. It's not yet clear whether there have been any injuries or fatalities, but Pentagon officials say that the Department of Defense has taken measures in recent days to try and prepare their facilities for this sort of imminent attack.
What sort of response, what else has been said in the United States or perhaps here in Australia so far?
Look, we haven't yet heard from President Donald Trump or any other senior official in America at this stage, but we do know that Secretary of Defense Mark Esper and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo have both been seen walking into the White House. While we haven't heard any sort of official press from the White House, its press secretary Stephanie Grisham has tweeted confirmation of the reports and that the President Donald Trump has been briefed and is monitoring the situation very closely. While we don't yet know how America will respond, we do know that President Trump has today and previously said he is ready to start a war and has a lot of new equipment to use. In terms of the Australian response, the Prime Minister Scott Morrison has just released a statement. He has said he's in frequent contact with both his Chief of the Defence Force and his Defence Minister. He said he has directed his Chief of the Defence Force to take whatever action necessary to make sure that ADF members and diplomatic personnel in the country are looked after. He has also said that the National Security Committee of Cabinet has been meeting to review the situation since Saturday. And in terms of the Iranian response, it's quite interesting, Samantha. We've heard from Saeed Jalili. He's a representative to the supreme leader in Iran. He's tweeted a photo of the Iranian flag, which of course appears to be in retaliation to Donald Trump, who also tweeted a photo of his national flag after those airstrikes in Iraq.
Catherine Diss, thank you. Catherine Diss is our correspondent in Washington.